Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Some councils are auditing schools and urging a ban on the terms boy and girl.
For those who are in an open or polyamorous relationship, your relationships are holy.
A gay black woman's victim status is less than that of a black trans woman, who ranks below a black Muslim trans woman.
We don't want to just win the argument about sexuality. We want to use this as a gospel opportunity.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
If Jimmy disappears, arrest me. This is Wretched Radio. If you do that one more, the ba ba bee boo boo ba bee bo bo, whatever that monkey
be. Bye bo.
Stop. This is Wretched Radio. Okay, so I'm doing this. And Jimmy encouraged me to do the warm up your vocal cords.
That's what I said. Have you warmed up?
That's so nouveau. That, you know, real men don't ever warm up. You just hit the weights. You don't stretch. You just start playing the game. And you don't warm up your vocal cords. So you suggested not maybe my mo.
That's it. So you take all the vowels, A-E-I-O-U, because everybody says those correctly when you say them, and you put a consonant in front of each one of them.
Now,
you sound like you're talking like a baby.
Babies don't sound that dumb. Baby, bee, boo, bee, boo, boo, boo. And you know what? All it is you're talking. That's it. It's not like a magic formula.
No, let me tell you.
You could be saying, I think that I shall never see, I think that I shall never see something lovely as a tree. It was Joyce Kilmer. I think that a poem lovely as a tree. And I just warmed up.
You want me to give you some proof that this works?
Okie dokie.
It's in your folder.
What?
In your folder, the very first break I ever did on the radio.
Yeah.
That's what I sounded like, but this is what I sound like today because of doing that.
No. It's what?
Yes.
I don't even know what you just said. I know it was English, but what are you talking about?
The talking like a baby, the baby by boo, that is what caused me to not sound like
Q93.5. That was Bonnie Raitt. It was Something to Talk About. And Roxette on before that with The Look. Hey, what's going on, West Tennessee? Handsome Jimmy back along with you. And I'm back to wrap up this 9 o'clock.
Okay, so what am I missing here?
What do you mean? You think I still sound like that? That guy couldn't say his W's.
Great. Okay. Sorry, taking you down memory lane. I remember there was a radio station. I was doing morning sidekick stuff with a tremendous talent. The guy was one of the best broadcasters ever. And they asked if I would try to become a disc jockey. So they throw me in a studio. There's the first problem. I don't know what button to push. It was overwhelming. It's all red and green and what to push. And my technological skills are just atrocious. And the call letters were KD. Say it for me.
Oh, W.
See how you did that? KDW. It was just a slur fest. So I guess I should be going baby, boo, 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 boo. Hold on. Breaking news! And all of God's people said, please, anything but the baby boo 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 boo. And then you have to do the C2. See, how do you do it?
Say, see, si, so, sue. Day, dee, die. You just do every constant in front of every vowel.
You have more skills than I knew.
Repeatedly.
All righty. David French commenting on. This is a young man. You better watch out for him. The young Tallarico from Texas. He's a Presbyterian seminarian of the liberal sort, and he is pro-abortion. He's confused about genders, including God's gender. He is, I think it is safe to say that he would be an individual that would ascribe to many CRT values of white oppression, white racism, or whatever it is that we are accused of. And he's running for national office, and he loves to sling his Bible to make his causes, and nobody tags him for being a Christian nationalist. Isn't that funny how that double standard works? And now David French sends out this meme thing. if the primary American divide is between right and left, then Tallarico isn't that interesting. There's a long history of progressive religious activism in the U.S., just as there is a long history of conservative religious activism. Yet, if the primary American divide is between decent and indecent, then the equation changes. Tallarico shines. Oh, man, Scylla. David French purports to be conservative. I don't know that he does anymore because clearly he's not. And now he's basically I won't say the fellow's name, but it reminds me of a theologian who made the same sort of accusation about Donald Trump, that his personality is so atrocious that you can vote for the other guy, even though his policies might be more. His behavior is so bad, it supersedes his policies. That's what David French just did. I'm sure that fellow, he's, 35, 36 years old. I'm sure he's perfectly pleasant company, but his Christian values are atrocious. They are abominable. He's a universalist. They're heretical. And yet David French seems to have fallen into the trap, but he's nice. So we got to overlook all of that stuff because that's what makes for a good politician. Nice. Let's see. Was there anybody in the New Testament who was nice on the outside, but inside there were dead man's bones? That was the... Apparently David French doesn't read those particular verses. He wrote this, to put it another way, Tallarico is one of the few openly Christian politicians in the United States who acts like a Christian. Oh, man. And by acting like a Christian, he reveals a profound contrast with so many members of the mega Christian movement that's dominated American political life for 10 years. So in other words, you can get away with really horrific anti-biblical theology and policies as long as you play nice in the sandbox. Besides, I don't affirm that accusation. I don't know every Christian politician on the right, but I know, say, for instance, Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson is like one of the nicest human beings you'll ever meet. Still, I remember this goes back before. This was slightly after I tried out on KDWB. Didn't get that gig, by the way. Was interviewing Mike. He was at the, not the Liberty, Alliance Defending Freedom. He was a part of that. And every once in a while, I would chat with him about stuff that was going on in Washington, D.C. Total gentleman, super nice guy. And he gets slandered by a David French, or maybe David, your filter for determining who's a nice politician has more to do with being in alignment with your politics. In the meantime, what is going on in South Dakota? Why do I not expect this coming out of the Midwest? Okay, I know Minnesota. But Minnesota's just kind of gone bonkers. South Dakota, the House Republicans were a part of rejecting a parental rights bill that sounded like nothing but common sense to me. What is going on in South Dakota? Why do I have a misperception that I would think South Dakota would have some sort of scruples about parental rights? I have to confess, I was thinking about the people, if you will, that hold places of authority in our society. And I was trying to think which sect, if you will, is more agitating, egregious, overstepping its bounds. And I thought, well, that would be government. That would be one. Pharmaceuticals, medical industry, not everybody in it, of course, but just that they are the experts on everything and we have to do everything we're told. But the third group was teachers. That they believe that it is up to them to make sure children are raised the way they think is right. How did the train get off the track on this one? Where we let, and please note, there's plenty of good public school teachers. But the majority of them that think that it is up to them to nurture children through sexual confusion and not tell the parents because they know better. The measure would have amended state law to clarify that government entities may not substantially burden the fundamental right of a parent to direct the upbringing, education, health care, and mental health of the parent's minor child. What? In other words, they will decide what parents know, what they don't know, and what they should be teaching their kids. The measure would have protected parents' right to direct the moral and religious training and education of their minor children. The bill would have also prohibited, this is employees of the state, political subdivisions, from seeking to provide any type of surgical procedure, medical examination, or mental health treatment to a child without receiving parental consent. Who do y'all think you are? They're not your children. I love that you want to help raise up a child to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic. I believe that's a noble profession. But the teacher and the educators and the education system that believes they should be making the decisions, oh, baby. Cover your mouth when you say this because you'll spit all over everybody. That is some chutzpah. This is Wretched Radio.
Be honest, when's the last time you shared the gospel with a stranger? Not posted something online, not liked a Christian meme, but actually opened your mouth and told someone about Jesus. If your stomach tightened just a little bit, you're not alone. Most Christians would rather do almost anything than evangelize. It's terrifying. What if they get mad? What if I say something wrong? What if they ask me a question I can't answer? Our resource, Terrified 2, it exists because Jesus gave us the Great Commission, not the Great Suggestion, and He actually gave us the tools to obey it. And this resource will walk you through how to share the gospel with strangers, even family members, without needing Pepto-Bismol to get through it. You'll still be nervous, that's normal, but you'll also be equipped, and equipped beats terrified every single time. Terrified 2, it is streaming right now for free on Fortis Plus. Download the app right now on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or head to fortisplus.org.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Beautiful campus. All of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number 6 for preparing students for the real world. All that. Plus, the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Your son asked to use your cell phone yesterday, and for just a split second, your heart stopped. And it wasn't because of what you thought he might find. You're careful about that, but because of what you knew he wouldn't find. Evidence of a man actually living for Christ. See, our kids don't care about our Sunday morning Christianity. They watch us when we think no one's looking. They notice when Dad disappears into his office and locks the door. What if your son could actually see a father who's genuinely free? A dad whose private life matches up with his public faith. That's not a fantasy, it's an actual reality because men experience that transformation every day when they stop trying to manage their sin and let Christ kill it instead. Todd Friel's Play the Man shows you exactly how that works. There's no gimmick. There's no quick fixes. It's just full of biblical truth about how God transforms men. Play the Man by Todd Friel. It's available right now as an audiobook, an ebook, and video series only at fortisplus.org. Hey, look, some battles, they're just too important to lose.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who He is and what He has done. Jesus is called the firstborn, Jesus was the firstborn from death, resurrected that we may have life. And he is the firstborn over all creation, the preeminent Son, through whom we are adopted as sons and daughters of God the Father. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Karen Witsett of Michigan, salute! This is Wretched Radio. Maybe you've never heard of her because you're not from the hand. Okay, if you're from Michigan, you know exactly what I meant, because if you ask anybody from Michigan, hey, what town do you live in? They hold up their hand with their thumb out because that looks like Michigan, and then they point to like their palm or their pinky finger, whatever, because that's what you do in Michigan. You, in other words, you're just walking around with two maps of Michigan. She is a representative, and she quit the political party known as formerly known as Democrats. they aren't your daddy's Democratic Party. That's all I'm saying. Because of Jesus. She's walking away because of Jesus. For me, it is impossible to be a faithful follower of Jesus Christ while remaining a member of the Democratic Party as it exists today. I cannot reconcile that platform with Scripture. Well done. I can't either. I am certain that there are perhaps some uninformed or some older Democrats who aren't aware of what the party has become. I don't know how they could have missed it at this point, or they just don't think things through and they just keep voting Democrat. But for a Christian who knows what these people stand for, what they wish to fund, how they want to undermine everything that is necessary for a stable society, so many things that are anti-biblical. This woman can't stay in the party. I don't know how a Bible-believing Christian can vote for anyone in that party. It's that wicked. I know David French would look at the MAGA and have his issues. I get it. We all have critiques. But that is a far cry from a party that wants to fund the intentional taking of innocent human life. By the way, I think it was Tony Perkins. I read some sort of op-ed piece by him, and he's right. The abortion issue, it's fallen off the radar. Do you know that abortions have gone up since the end of Roe v. Wade? There are more abortions due to pills being sent to people. And the studies indicate 11% of women who take that abortifacient medication, can't call it medication, it's designed to take a life, they experience like real bad side effects from it, 11%. And yet, give it to them, because we've got to have the right to intentionally take the life of our child. They want to fund that. And Tony Perkins is right. We got to start talking about the pills that are being sent all over the country. There's no doctor visits necessary. It's like you can call up the teledoc. Hey, I'd like to take the life of my child. Well, let me just write you this prescription. And they send it. And even if it's in a state that prohibits abortion, they can have one courtesy of a pill. And Tony Perkins is right in observing, hello, we need to be talking about this. And I would say that to the Republican Party. Just like I would denounce the demonic policies of the Democratic Party, we got to point them out in the Republican Party. We got to be the life party. We've got to be the defend marriage party. We've got to be the defend children party. Hello, South Dakota. Are you listening, South Dakota? We've got to be willing to critique anything that is not in alignment with the Bible. And so it is. Karen Witsit, I say salute to you, madam. She said, I've compromised my relationship with Jesus for far too long, and I'm grateful God did not give up on me. He gave me time to repent and be fully devoted to him. And she cited abortion, the normalization of homosexuality, and the push to redefine gender as being the issues that were problematic for her. I have God's unwavering word to stand on, and I can no longer compromise it to fit a party platform or to please people. Now, I looked up her church. Let's keep hoping that Karen keeps figuring stuff out. It's a church actually in Georgia. And overall, it's here's the two pastors. You guessed it, they're married. They are the founders and lead pastors, and they are personable and love to answer questions. So give them a call. Now, apparently, they actually beam out to a lot of campuses, so they've got some sort of national platform that is going on. And again, I didn't see anything that was wrong about their statement of faith. But it would indicate there's issues if you've got the husband and wife serving as the pastors. But inside of their vision, it said something interesting, and this is something that has not been talked about a lot. Our vision, they want to create a network of locations. Okay, fine. They just want to grow. Develop and train different outreach ministers. Okay. Establish an accredited Bible school. I hope they start at, I don't know, Titus 1 or 1 Timothy 2 when they're teaching the seminarians at their Bible school. But this one caught my attention. Build a modern-day orphanage to rescue youth and children off the streets. I still like that idea. There are good foster parents. There really are. There's some very good foster parents. The problem with the foster parent system, though, is kids bounce all over the place. It misses consistency, and very often it is another abused institution where people just do it for money and the kids are not parented, they're not loved on, and frequently they're abused. Orphanages, yeah, I know there can be abuses, but there can be so many positives from orphanages. Stability. They will receive an education. They are taken care of. Now, we got to be sure that we're monitoring for the abuse. But getting these kids off of the streets, getting these kids some stability. Okay, you want to keep the foster system going. I think that needs to be investigated and cleaned up even more. But why not orphanages? I recall this goes back years ago. Twisted Sister. No, that wasn't it. She was a Roman Catholic nun. Ah, what was her name? Very popular in the Twin Cities. And she wanted to build an orphanage and the government wouldn't let her, which I thought was just weird. They just didn't want this woman to be, it was going to be a Catholic orphanage, of course, but they shut it down. Create and support a network of families who are willing to adopt children. That's a good thing. Create a music, arts, and dance school. I don't see that being a good thing on the church's list of visions. Let's hope that Karen Whitsett continues growing in her understanding of what it means to be a real Christian. And to her, I say, salute. Let's go to Michigan, shall we? Did you hear about the Dearborn Mosque? They gathered, I'll just quote it, "We're gathered here to commemorate the martyrdom of the great leader of our time, Sayyid Ali Hussein Khamenei." Huh. Now, I did the research, so you don't have to. Dearborn is in Michigan. Here, let me just look at my hand. I'll show you. It's right there. Right there. That's where it's located. That's in America. And I think it is now majority Muslim in Dearborn. You remember the mayor getting upset with the evangelical pastor because they were celebrating a guy that was tied to terrorism. And the mayor basically said, "Get out. You don't belong here." Crazy. So this was a Hassan Salameh, one of the speakers at the memorial at the Hadi Institute. This was right after Khamenei was executed and a bunch of others. He was a poet and a lawyer. He went on to recite poetry accusing the U.S. of being built by devil worshippers on stolen land and being controlled by devil worshipping Freemasons, with references to the Masonic one-eyed devil on the dollar bill. Well, I wouldn't argue with that point, but the point is, he called the Statue of Liberty Lucifer. The video showed congregants invoking the Mahdi, who's considered the final imam who will appear to restore justice at the end of the world. And this poet historian also applauded the parents who brought their kids to train up their child in the way they should blow themselves up, because that's what keeps this system going. Now, I think biblically, we are always going to see the wild donkey kicking against his brothers. But until Islam has a massive top-to-bottom reformation, it seems to me what was done in Iran was in, I think it qualifies for just war. if we're going to make sure that we analyze any sort of aggression on the part of America, I think just war theory is about as good a framework as you're going to find. In fact, Richard Land, he just wrote an essay. Is Operation Epic Fury a just cause? His conclusion is yes, because of the danger of a nation that's threatening to, you know, kill the great Satan. That would be you and me. And so he says just war, based on just war theory. Augustine, Thomas Aquinas, as long as I'm just butchering people's names, that it's a just war. And in that war, I'm afraid, as noble and just as it might be, it is, I just don't biblically see putting an end to what is going on in the Middle East. Because they believe that they have to take over the globe in order to usher in the return of the Mahdi. You and I would know him as the Antichrist. That is why, until these people are all converted and saved, plan on the donkey continuing to kick. This is Wretched Radio.